Hello, my name is Ray Montgomery. I'd like to welcome you to the Navigating Blindness podcast. And on today's show, we have the Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation team with us to really talk about what they do and how they support the mission here at Bosma Center for Visionary Solutions. So today, I want to start with you, Mr. Brandon Wells. Could you tell us what you do at the foundation and how long you've been working here at Bosma?
Yes, Ray. It's great to talk to you again. Thanks for having us on today. My name is Brandon Wells, and I am the executive director of the Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation. And I'm so excited to be here today with my entire team so we can introduce you to them. And I have been with Bosma for a little over a year, about a year and 3 months now.
All right. Sounds good. And next we have Miss Louise Jones. How you doing, Louise?
Hi. How are you?
I'm doing good, Louise. I know you've been here for a little while now. Can you tell us your role here at the foundation and what you do?
I've been here a little while. I've been here for 6 years.
Okay.
Of course, my name is Louise Jones, and my title is the Annual Giving and Donor Relations Specialist. I acquire donors, cultivate them, and I help to retain these donors as great supporters of this organization. And it's just a wonderful job to have.
Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you, Louise. Next, we got Miss Kat Erickson. How you doing, Kat?
Hey, I'm doing well, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good. I know you're kind of a newbie here at Bosma Center for Visionary Solutions and the foundation. So could you tell us how long you've been here working at the foundation and what your role is?
I am brand new. I've been here for 3 months, I think almost to the day.
Wow.
Just started in January, and I'm the Grants and Corporate Relations Specialist. So I work on obtaining and maintaining grant funding. I do grant reporting as well as proposals and try to secure that for the Center for Visionary Solutions. It's great.
Sounds good. We're going to come back to that and talk about grants here in a minute. Next, we have Mr. Cal Masano. How you doing, Cal?
I'm great, Ray. How are you?
I'm doing good. Could you tell us how long you've been here at the foundation and what your role is?
Yeah, so just like Kat, I've been here just a little around 3 months now. My role is the data administrator here at Bosma Foundation. Kind of what we do is we run the database, process payments, and run reports to help everybody do their job more efficiently.
Sounds good, Calvin. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go back to Mr. Brandon Wells. Brandon, can you tell us a little bit about what the Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation purpose is and how they support the mission of Bosma?
Absolutely, Ray. Well, the Bosma Visionary Opportunities Foundation was established in 2009, and our main function is to support our Center for Visionary Solutions. So all of our fundraising efforts, all of the grants that our wonderful grant writer and Kat secures for us, goes directly to support our clients who are working on their rehabilitation at the Center for Visionary Solutions. So our task is to raise funds that are critical for our clients' support and their development in becoming as independent as possible as a blind or visually impaired person.
Okay, talk about the foundation. Talk about the center a little bit and what we do at our center so people could be more aware of why, you know, the foundation is so important for us to continue to serve Hoosiers who are blind or visually impaired.
Sure. So the center is really critical for Hoosiers who are blind or visually impaired. So the first thing I do want to emphasize is the Center for Visionary Solutions is the only organization of its kind in the state of Indiana. So if you are an adult who is blind or visually impaired or is suffering from a condition that will eventually lead to that, the Center for Visionary Solutions is really the only place that you can get the assistance that we offer. So it's critical that we're able to raise funds so we never have to turn a person away that needs our assistance. And I will tell you, our offices, if we have visitors listening, our offices are attached to the Visionary Center for Visionary Solutions. And that is intentional because I can tell you it is such a cool and inspiring place to visit. When you visit the center, you'll see everything from clients learning to walk with their white cane, which is really kind of their first step towards rehabilitation, to doing woodworking, learning how to use technology like JAWS and screen readers and things and stuff for their smartphones and computers, and also some career rehabilitation so we can get our friends who are blind or visually impaired back to work or give them the tools they need to pursue employment in this new phase of their life. So it's really a bustling center for activity and clients really rehabilitating in a way that works for them because we do really have some individualized instruction there. And all those things take money, right? So what me and my team does is we raise the funds so we never have to turn a potential client away.
And right now you guys have a capital campaign going on. Can you talk about that capital campaign and how individuals can get involved with that capital campaign?
I am so happy to talk about the capital campaign. I'm glad you brought that up. So we have a really unique opportunity right now for all of our donors or potential donors who are listening. Every dollar raised right now up to $1 million will be matched. So let me say that again. Every dollar raised will be matched. So your impact is doubled. If you have $50 to give, that gift is going to turn into $100. And let me tell you how that's going to work. So your donation will go immediately be applied to the Center for Visionary Solutions, and it will help our clients on the rehabilitation process. And then the match will go into our endowment. So we have the Charles S. Bosma Legacy Fund, which are our endowed funds that ensure that the foundation and therefore the Center for Visionary Solutions will exist in perpetuity. So, you know, if blindness is cured one day, that'd be great. You know, I'd be the happiest person in the unemployment line, but odds are that that's not going to happen anytime soon. So we know these funds will be needed now and in future generations. So your gift will help Hoosiers in the rehabilitation journey today and also have money set aside in that endowment. So it'll grow and it will live long past us, right? It's part of our legacy.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. That's great. Great to have. And since you've been here the longest, Luis, working in the foundation, I want to know just what inspires you. I know you see clients when they come in, you know, hopeless, you know, when they come in, they don't know what to expect. And then you see them once they graduate. And I know that kind of that inspires me just from, you know, the outside looking in. But can you talk about just, you know, how.
Absolutely.
How that inspires you on a day to day basis?
Absolutely. Well, it's a pleasure for me. I get to see the clients upon entry to the rehabilitation center. And when you see them, they're a little unsure. They're not doing so well. And then I have the opportunity to see them upon graduation. So with that privilege, it really, it does something to me personally, and also from the standpoint of being able to raise these funds. It gets to, yes. You know, these people, they just, you know, they're a little unsure when they come in because they don't know. Can they take care of their families any longer? Are they able to get from their home to maybe their places of employment or be able to do the employment, taking care of their families, being able to stay employed, maintaining their independence? They're just really unsure. But upon graduation, as I say, no, the tenacity, their perseverance, totally different. What they gain while being here is extremely significant. And for me personally, it helps me in my daily life in knowing the little complaints that I have, it's nothing. It helps me and gives me some push as well. So it's wonderful. They can now go out into the world and really continue to move with more confidence when they leave here, and they're safe in doing so. So it's a wonderful program.
Kat, I'm gonna throw this next question to you as well. So what inspires you just working over there at the foundation and seeing these clients at the center?
Yeah, just to echo what Luis said, it's really great to see the transformation. I haven't been here that long, but we did have the opportunity to shadow when we first came in as part of our onboarding. It was just really interesting to be able to sit with not only the clients, but then also some of the teachers. One of the wonderful things about Bosma that I think is just terrific is that some of the rehab teachers and top technology assistants are blind or visually impaired themselves. So I get to sit with a couple of people who were sharing with me just how they go about their day, how they use their smartphone, how they might use other technology like Amazon devices to scan labels, to tell what kind of food they might have in their pantry, that kind of thing. So it was just really, if you'll pardon the pun, it was eye-opening for me. And I found it really interesting to get to learn about that.
Yeah. So how do, like, Kat, for you, like, I know you go out and get those grants and things of that nature. So how does, you know, these stories help you obtain grants and funding so we can continue to serve Hoosiers who are blind and visually impaired?
Yeah, absolutely. So storytelling is one of the best tools that we have for letting people know where we are, what our clients are going through. I get the opportunity to create narrative that details further what people are dealing with, the different programs that we have, and how going through those programs can further enable people to kind of get their lives back as they learn these skills.
Good. Cal, I haven't forgot about you. I know you're still out there. So Cal, tell me a little bit about your experiences working at the foundation right now and just really what inspires you right now. It's coming back and forth to work.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, a lot of what Kat said, I feel very similar to you. The one thing that really sticks out to me specifically is one of the things that they do at the rehab center is a graduation dinner. And what they do is that the clients actually cook a meal for their families. Right. And I really like this because it kind of goes to show the curriculum is designed around building up that self-esteem of the client. It's not just about learning how to read Braille or learning how to use Excel, which those things are great too, but it's really taking someone who in some cases have lost almost everything all at once and really giving them back that hope that they need to really succeed and have that confidence in life. And I think that's really awesome.
Sounds good. Well, Brandon, I'm gonna come back to you. Brandon, assistive tech costs a lot of money. People may not know that. White canes cost a lot of money. Just the specialized equipment that people who are blind use costs a lot of funds. So talk about why that is important for us to keep raising, you know, funds to support the programs of BOSMA so we can continue to help Hoosiers who are blind or visually impaired.
Great question, Ray, and you are absolutely right. Unfortunately, these key technologies do cost a lot of money, and the world is constantly evolving, right? I mean, the positive side of that is, you know, if you just look at the last 10 years, the innovation that has been applied to really any disability services, right? So we're kind of in a golden era of technology right now where the tools exist and they're constantly getting better to assist those in need. And so our clients have a lot of really cool tools at their disposal. Some of those are expensive, like JAWS technology and screen readers and things like that. A white cane is, you know, relatively inexpensive. But if you have someone who is suddenly impacted by vision loss, or let's say they're a long-term suffering from vision loss and they haven't been in the workplace for some time, there's financial difficulties there. So even the least expensive of items, oftentimes we have clients that need assistance with those. So that's where the foundation comes in. We are very, very fortunate in the state of Indiana to have a lot of very generous vocational rehab funds at our disposal to assist our clients. However, it's just frankly is not enough. So each year we have about a $1.5 million shortfall between what it costs us to educate and rehabilitate our clients and what we have available to us through state vocational rehabilitation funding. So that's really the critical mission of the foundation. At minimum, we need to be able to cover that shortfall annually so that we never have to turn a person away. Ideally, we need to cover that shortfall annually, but then also be able to stash money away in that endowment So we are always available and always able to take on new clientele without having to charge them. And that's where our generous donors come into to play. We are beyond blessed and so fortunate to have a really great network of corporations, businesses, individual donors, and families that support the foundation annually, monthly, even daily in some cases. But we need to grow. We need that donor base to grow, so our clients always have the support they need in perpetuity.
So I know we have a couple upcoming events that we do, some major fundraising that we do here at Boston. But talk about some of the major events that we have coming up so we can continue to raise funds for our programs.
Sure. So the good news is, Ray, is we have a lot of cool events where we get to have a lot of fun too, right? Okay. So it doesn't always feel like we're fundraising. We're often friend raising as well, which I think is just as important. And our next one coming up is our Visionary Golf Classic, June 5th at the beautiful Sagamore Club in Noblesville, Indiana. This is a private golf course that is not open to the public. So if you are not a member, really the only opportunity you're going to have to play anytime soon is at our Visionary Golf Classic on June 5th. Again, that's the Sagamore Club in Noblesville. We do still have a handful of foursomes available for that. So if somebody does want to play, please let us know. They can go to bosma.org/foundation. They click the events tab, has all the information there. We also have really our flagship gala and one of the biggest parties in the state of Indiana annually is Dining in the Dark on September 16th. At the JW Marriott downtown Indianapolis. So Dining in the Dark is our really our annual gala. We're gonna have probably 500 to 600 Hoosiers don the sleep shades while they eat. So they're gonna get a small snippet of what it's like to do really something we all do every day, which is eat as a blind or visually impaired Hoosier. We're also going to have a live band, lots of great food and drink and energy in the room. And it's going to be a huge celebration of our clients, of our cause, and an opportunity to raise critical funds for our clients that we've been talking a lot about today. And lastly, we have For the Cause, which is November 9th at Topgolf. Seems a long ways away, but it's actually going to be here before we know it. And that's just a really fun evening for us at Topgolf, where we have bays rented out. And again, food and drink and swinging away at the course. Whether you golf or not, it's just a lot of fun. So we encourage anybody that's interested to come to that as well.
What's your favorite event, Louise?
Dining in the Dark.
Why is Dining in the Dark your favorite?
Oh, I just love Dining in the Dark. It creates a lot of awareness. It's nothing like trying to do something behind an eye shade and not being able to see. It really brings full awareness to the fact that, you know, people out here really, really are putting forth a lot of effort to do things that a lot of people are able to do from day to day, you know, daily basis that they can no longer do. So it shows you, gives you awareness and shows you why it's necessary to support this organization, really, and see that you are bettering lives of others.
Yeah, that's my favorite event too. I like to dress up as well and get clean, and you know, great event. So if you have never been to Dining in the Dark, we got a great event coming up this year in September. So you definitely want to be on the lookout for the invites that'll be coming out your way. So yeah, definitely. So this next question is for Kat and Kyle. So since you guys have been here the least, talk about just some of the things you've seen that really, that you didn't know about blindness, you know, since you've been here.
I think I was most struck. I know I've already talked about it, but by the technology that we have now that people are able to use. It's not just about, as Kyle said, learning Braille. There's so many other things, magnifiers, screen readers, all kinds of adaptive aids that are helpful. So that's been really cool to learn about.
So, I know you, Kat, you do all the grants and things like that. Are you surprised on how much these devices and technology cost?
Some of it is quite costly. There are some things that are more affordable. White canes, for example, are something that's more affordable, or like hot pads, different things that you can use in the kitchen, that kind of thing. But some of the actual technology, as far as like the devices go, those can be more costly. One of the nice things though, is that if you have a smartphone, if you have an Apple phone, it's already baked in. So yeah. That's kind of cool.
Definitely. So before I get y'all guys out of here, Brandon, tell them how they can donate, where they can go to donate funds to support our mission.
Sure thing, Ray. So bosma.org/foundation is our website. So B as in boy, O-S, M as in Mary, A.org/foundation. When you go to that website, there is a big green button right at the top that says donate. You can click that. Conveniently, that button's going to follow you around the page. So as you're browsing, you'll be constantly reminded. We do that by design. So please pay us a visit. You'll also have some cool stories about some of our clients and what we do on the website. And you'll also have a tab for our events. So all those events we talked about, you'll be able to register for those events, purchase tickets, find out more information about them, and also find out how to get in touch with us as foundation staff. So again, bosma.org/foundation. And as a reminder, every dollar in the door will be matched dollar for dollar. So visit us, large donations, small donations, medium-sized donations, they're all going to be matched. And that's how we're going to raise the funds we need with your support.
And how long will this campaign go on?
Until we raise $1 million.
$1 million. Yes, yes. So keep going on, keep raising those funds, keep donating to the mission, and make sure that you attend some of these great events. You will not be disappointed. So definitely, and make sure that you're tuned in to the Navigating Blinders podcast on Apple, Google, and SoundCloud, and make sure you're following us on all social media platforms. And once again, I thank the foundation for all of the great work that you guys have been putting in and continue serving Hoosiers who are blind and visually impaired. And I'll talk to you guys next week. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Thanks.